Pierre, David, and Tom Berry present. A sunny summer day. A black Jaguar pulls up to a driveway flanked by trees. It parks and a man exits alongside his wife, teenage daughter, and young boy. The daughter scrolls through prom dresses on her phone. The mother speaks.
Why are family reunions so stressful?
Because everyone's family is a little bit crazy.
So true. Maya, I know you'd rather be snap-talking or whatever you call it with your friends, but can you please get off of that thing?
Snap-talking isn't a thing, Mom. Anyway, I'm looking up prom dresses for the biggest night of my life.
And I'm excited for you, but the dance is still months away.
You know, planning started the first day of school.
Okay, let's do this, Wilson family.
They join family members at a barbecue. Kids play badminton.
It's Sienna.
A blonde woman wearing sunglasses approaches.
I wonder how she's doing.
Hopefully better than when I talked to her a month ago.
Hannah Banana!
Hi.
Oh my God, look how handsome you are. You take after your father. He got so big. I mean, Tony, how do you stay so fit?
Just keep hitting the gym every day, I guess.
Handsome and modest. Oh my goodness. Maya, you're a goddess now. Come here. Oh, my God. I can't believe it's been 2 years since I've seen you guys in the flesh. We have got to get a picture together.
Yeah, here.
Here, come here. Come on. Get in.
Get in there.
Okay. And here we go. Oh, what a beautiful family.
She takes a selfie.
Hey, look at us hotties. You see?
Dad?
And Hannah, congrats on your promotion. You are climbing the corporate ladder. You're a superwoman.
And it's about me. How's the LA real estate market?
It's really good. But to be honest, I miss home. You can take the girl out of Philly, but you can't take Philly out of the girl.
Would you ever move home?
I'll never say never. By the way, Hannah, I'm taking Aunt Shirley's boat out in a bit. Want to come with? I need some girl time.
Sure. I'd love to.
On the water, the blonde woman, Sienna, steers the boat with Hannah smiling at the view. Sienna smirks, then turns off the boat's key. The boat stalls to a stop.
What's going on?
I don't know. I think the engine overheated.
Sienna stands and opens the engine at the back of the boat.
You know, when I was little, my mom always told me that she wanted you as a daughter because I was damaged goods.
Damaged?
Oh, yeah, damaged. Damaged up here. Can you hold this?
Hannah walks to the back of the boat and holds open the engine's lid.
Yeah, she always reminded me that I was never good enough, that I wasn't you.
Sienna sits in the driver's chair.
Do you need money? We can help.
Yeah, I need $500 a month, every month, for my flea bag apartment. You are so out of touch. You live in a bubble, Hannah.
What can I do? What do you want from me?
Sienna stands and stares her down.
I want it all. I want your man. I want your house. I want your kids. I want your life.
Sienna grabs Hannah by the shoulders and shoves her over the boat's railing. Hannah struggles to reach the surface. She desperately flails her arms.
Sienna, help me! You know I can't swim!
Hannah sinks under the surface and flails more.
Please! Back to your left, please!
Hannah becomes submerged, leaving just a stream of bubbles on the surface as she sinks to the lake floor. Sienna stares with her hand over her mouth as Hannah's figure disappears into the lake. A tear streams down her cheek. She sits behind the wheel and drives the boat across the lake. She smiles, unable to contain her glee. Title text on screen. killer prom. A motorcycle rides between palm line boulevards below the Hollywood sign, a rundown apartment building. Inside her suite, Sienna pours herself an iced tea. She lumbers across her kitchen and sits at a small dining table. She looks at a stack of overdue bills. She opens her laptop and turns it on. She makes a phone call. Tony sits in his luxurious kitchen sipping wine. He answers his phone.
Hello?
Hi, Tony. It's Sienna.
Sienna, hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, well, it's been 7 months.
Things are going as well as could be expected, I guess.
What's happening with you?
Well, I actually have some news. I'm moving back to Philly.
Wow, that's great. When?
Really soon. I just have to square a few things away in L.A.
Do you have a job lined up?
Not yet. I have my real estate license in California, and I just need to pass the real estate exam in Pennsylvania.
Right, of course. Do you know where you're going to live?
I haven't found a place yet. Everything's so out of my budget that I've been looking at. I mean, it's easier to find a guy online than it is an apartment, and I am a real estate agent, so...
Well, why don't you stay with us for a few weeks until you find something?
I couldn't impose.
We have a huge new house. I insist. Your family.
Are you sure the kids would be okay with it? I wouldn't want to remind them of what happened.
On the contrary, the kids will be very happy to see you.
A photo of his home on her laptop.
It wasn't your fault. We all know Hannah couldn't swim.
How are they, by the way?
Well, let's see. Maya will barely talk to me.
Luke is still having nightmares. I haven't both
seen a counselor, but, you know, it's hard.
Oh, you're a good dad, Tony.
Some days it doesn't feel like that, but I'm trying. Well, I am looking forward to seeing a friendly face.
I will call you when I have a more solid plan.
Sienna clenches her fists and smiles. Maya joins Tony in their kitchen.
Who was that?
That was Sienna. She's moving home. Told her she could come and stay with us for a bit. That okay?
Whatever.
Sienna studies Tony's house on her laptop.
What a beautiful house. Well, Hannah, you had the perfect life. Now it's my turn.
At Lamar High School. Maya puts bags into her locker. A brown-haired girl scampers up to her, smiling.
It's happening.
What?
I just heard Jake is proposing to someone today. It has to be you.
It's about time he asked me to prom. Apparently, he finally broke up with Miss Resting Bitchface over the weekend.
I swear, she can make Cruella DeVille cry. Oh my God, this must be it.
Jake, holding an overturned sign, leads four guys with signs readings, "Will you go to prom with Jake?" They walk past Maya.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Jake flips his sign, which reads, "Cat."
Will you go to prom with me, Cat?
Of course I will.
Cat wraps her arms around Jake. Maya and her friends' jaws drop. Students take photos. Jake smirks at Maya as he walks past. Maya slams her locker and storms down the hall. But Kat blocks her path.
Apparently, he's not over me. But who could blame him for choosing sunshines and rainbows over dark and stormy?
Maya steps around her and darts off.
Come in.
Evening. Tony enters Maya's room.
Something wrong?
Just prom stuff.
You want to talk about it over dinner?
I already ate.
I'm here if you change your mind.
I have to do homework.
Sienna's coming tonight. You think you can say hello?
Maybe. Homework, Dad.
Maya continues writing in her notebook. A plane lands at night. Sienna sits in the back of a car. She answers her phone.
Sienna, are you in town?
I just arrived. I'm on my way in the car from the airport as we speak.
Great. Hopefully I can coax Maya out of her bedroom.
Sounds bad.
Something to do with prom. Probably a boy thing.
Honestly, I wish her mom were here to talk to her about that kind of stuff.
Maybe I could.
I think that could help. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you soon, all right?
See you. Don't worry, Maya. Mommy's on her way.
Sienna smiles to herself. her driver pulls up to the Wilson's house. Sienna gets out and stares at the house in awe.
The photo did not do this place justice. The lady of the house has arrived, everyone.
Sienna wheels two suitcases up a staircase to the Wilson's front door. Luke races to the door and opens it.
Sienna!
Luke, good to see you, buddy. Come here.
Welcome.
She hugs Luke.
I'll get your bags.
Thank you. Your new house is amazing.
We have a pool.
No way.
You want to see your room?
Is it okay if I say hi to your sister first?
Oh, she's just upstairs.
Thank you. Man of the house.
I tell ya.
Maya writes in her notebook.
I said I'm doing homework, Dad. Oh, sorry. It's Sienna. Oh. Can I come in? Yeah, I guess.
Sienna sits on her bed.
Maya, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
I hear you've been having prom problems. Would you like to talk about them?
Yeah, not really.
Okay, well, I'm a really good listener. Anything?
Well, I thought this guy Jake was gonna ask me for sure today, but then he asked this girl Kat, and she just hates me.
No. She's jealous of you.
Well, she doesn't like that Jake and I hang out sometimes.
Do you want to hear my prom story?
Okay.
It was a week before the big dance, and Roger Johnson dumped me, asked my best friend, and she had the nerve to say yes.
Lame friend.
Yeah.
Did you end up going?
No. But it was a good thing because somebody spiked the punch with castor oil and it was a vomit fest and everyone ended up in the emergency room.
Gross.
Yeah.
Who did it?
They never found out. And listen, a girl as gorgeous as you will find an even better date than this Jake the Flake. I promise.
Mom was really excited for me to go to prom. She was prom queen, you know.
I remember. She was a senior when I was a sophomore. She was perfect.
Dad said he fell in love with her that night.
What a fairy tale. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow morning if you want to talk.
Okay.
Tony leads Sienna into the guest room.
So your bags are here. I gave you some fresh towels and a desk. Maybe you can use it to study for your real estate agent's exam. Oh, and you can use Santa's car. It's in the garage.
You're the best. Would you mind if I use your printer?
Sure. What's ours is yours. And Janet, our housekeeper, will be here to help you out with anything else you need. She's been kind of a second mom for Maya and Luke, especially since Hannah died.
That's so sweet. Well, thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Tony closes the door as he leaves. Sienna looks around the room smiling. She takes her phone from her purse and looks at a photo of herself and Hannah as teens.
Who's smiling now, Hannah?
She falls back onto her bed. Later, in her pajamas, Sienna sneaks through the dark house and into Tony's office. She sits at his desk and picks up a framed photo of Tony piggybacking Luke. She looks at a trophy.
Cardiologist of the year? You really are the whole package, Dr. Wonderful. Okay, real estate. Let's see.
She searches for how to become a real estate agent in Pennsylvania.
75 hours of education and a criminal history report? Yeah, right. Pennsylvania real estate licensing exam? All right, print.
She removes an application form from a printer.
Doesn't mean I can't play the role of real estate agent.
Morning. Janet cooks breakfast in the kitchen. Sienna enters.
Sienna? Good morning. Tony told me you were coming to stay. I'm Janet.
Nice to meet you.
I've been with the Wilsons for years. They're a great family.
They are.
Are you from the area?
Bucks County. Hey, you know what? I can take over from here. You must have 1,000 chores to do.
Don't be silly. I make breakfast every morning.
No, really, it's okay. No trouble at all.
Janet sneers and turns away. Sienna spies on Janet as she opens the fridge and sips from a thermos. She looks coyly at Sienna and steps out of the kitchen. Sienna walks over to the counter and searches through Janet's purse. She takes out Janet's wallet. She looks at her ID, then takes out a large token that reads, "To thine own self be true recovery," with a 2 in the middle.
2 years sober? Not for long.
Sienna opens Tony's bedroom closet. She sniffs and caresses the arm of a shirt. She takes a box from the top shelf. It's labeled Prom, Hannah and Tony.
Oh, can't believe she has this old relic.
She opens the box and Janet confronts her.
What are you doing in Dr. Wilson's closet?
I was just looking for a picture that Hannah and I had when we were kids.
Sienna puts the box back.
Excuse me.
She strides past Janet holding eye contact. Tony answers his phone wearing a lab coat.
Yeah, Miss Donald needs a nerve induction test. Can you use
it? Okay, yeah, sure. Hello?
Sienna. Hey, are you busy?
No, I'm just studying for the exam. What's up?
Well, I promised Maya I'd take her to an exhibit at the museum, but something's come up at work and I have to work late.
Do you mind picking her up? Janet has to take Luke to a baseball practice.
Oh, no, I need a study break. It's perfect. School gets out at 3:30, right?
Yes.
You're amazing. Thank you.
Yes, Tony, I am amazing.
Sienna reads a list of substances causing intoxication. She exits her room. She takes Hannah's keys off the key rack. She takes a long glance across Hannah's luxurious SUV. She takes a quart of antifreeze off a shelf. It was on the list of intoxicants.
This is going to be easier than I thought.
She puts the quart back, gets into the driver's seat, and puts on her sunglasses. She runs her hand along the door.
You so deserve this.
Maya studies in the school library. Jake approaches her.
Hey, Maya.
Hi.
He sits across from her.
What's wrong with you?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
The boy I wanted to go to prom with asked someone else.
Don't you remember that text he sent me? One where you said that you were begging prom and didn't want me to ask you?
Yeah, someone's messing with you. I never sent that. It's probably Kat, if I had to guess. Can you send me that?
Well, then, how'd it come from your phone?
Beats me.
I'll ask her about it.
Don't bother. She's just gonna deny it. It's more drama I can't handle right now. I gotta go meet Violet. I'll see you around.
Maya gathers her books and leaves. In the parking lot, Sienna steps from the SUV. Maya exits the school with her friend.
Maya!
Hi.
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 I'm Sienna, Maya's first cousin once removed.
Violet, best friend.
Maya tenses as she spots Kat exit the school.
What's wrong?
That's the mean girl I told you about.
The prom date poacher?
Yep. I think she faked a text to Jake pretending to be me. Told him not to ask me to prom.
What a bitch.
Maya! Still looking for a prom date? You know, I heard the chess club is available and you can literally have the pick of the litter.
Kat looks Sienna up and down.
Bow wow.
Excuse me?
Does it look like I'm talking to you?
Kat turns and struts off.
Vile.
Hang on a sec, guys.
Sienna stomps towards Kat.
Hey, little girl.
What do you want?
No one speaks to me or my cousin that way.
What are you gonna do about it? Tell my mommy?
No. I'm gonna drag you by your pretty hair into a basement, tie you up, so no one will ever find you, and no one will hear you scream. The next time you see my cousin, you're gonna apologize to her.
Kat steps back and gets into her car. Sienna smirks. Maya and Violet watch in awe as Sienna struts towards them.
What did you say to her?
Do you have proof the cat sent Jake that text?
No, but I have the text.
If you're up for a little field trip, there's an old friend of mine I want you to meet.
I guess. Violet, I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Sure. Nice to meet you, Sienna.
Nice to meet you, too. Great outfit, by the way. We'll call Tyler on the way. He's a computer genius.
They get into the SUV. Later, Sienna parks in front of a small house. She knocks on the door.
Well, well, well. Look who's back in Philly. You look good, Sienna.
Thanks. This is my cousin Maya.
Hey.
Hey. So, if I help you with this text situation, are we finally gonna get to go on that date?
Yes, Tyler.
All right. Well, come on in.
The women step down to his basement, which has three monitors.
So the text message that you supposedly sent did come from your phone number, but not your phone. It was a spoof call. It's super easy to pretend to be somebody else.
So Kat must have put Maya's number in some program? Can you find the real number the text originated from?
Let me see. These programs can kind of be hard to crack.
He types in a series of code.
Looks like... Bingo. 5550312, ring a bell?
Is that Kat's number?
Yep, that's it.
Well, now you can show Jake who the real Kat is, an entitled brat who sabotaged your prom to get what she wanted.
Pathetic. Hey, can you text me a screenshot of what you just found?
Sure. Done. So, when are you free?
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that, but you were so awesome. Come on, Maya, let's go. Bye, Tyler.
Call me.
Outside.
Hey, thanks for that.
Anytime.
In the kitchen, Janet helps Luke with math.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Luke, you miss me?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm gonna go work on my paper.
See you tomorrow, dear.
Okay, so how about a movie and some popcorn?
Yes.
He has to finish his homework first.
Janet, I got this. You can go home. So what'll it be? Revenge of the Dinos Part 1 or Part 2?
Part 3.
Part 3? You haven't seen Part 2 yet. You know when we're gonna do your homework?
Never.
Come on.
Janet looks towards Sienna with disdain. Evening. Sienna peers through Maya's ajar door.
Anyway, I'm glad that we figured it out. Yeah. Okay, I should go to bed. Good night, Jake.
Maya puts her phone on her nightstand and turns off her bedside lamp. Sienna rushes into Tony's room. She returns to his closet and takes the prom box from the top shelf. She takes it to her room and closes the door as she enters. She places the box on her bed, runs her hands along it, and opens it. She removes the prom queen crown and puts it on her head. She takes out a framed photo of Tony and Hannah at prom. She takes a photo of it with her phone. She takes a selfie wearing the crown. She lifts Hannah's gown from the box and holds it over her torso. She takes another selfie holding the gown to her body.
Still got the body of an 18-year-old.
In her imagination, she and Tony wear crowns at prom as she takes a selfie of them.
Too many old memories in this dress, Tony. We can rewrite history.
She covers Hannah in the photo.
We're gonna have to make our own prom night.
Morning. Janet bounds into Luke's room.
Luke! Time to get up.
He yawns.
Oh. Luke. Luke!
I want to go to school.
Sienna enters.
I can't get him up.
Yeah, he was up super late.
He shouldn't be watching violent movies before bed.
Oh, he's fine. Luke.
Morning.
Wake up so you can sleep in school like I did, huh?
Okay, get up. Enough of this, dinosaur man. Get up. Big day today.
She hits him with his pillow.
I'm a T-Rex.
Okay, I'll see you in 2 minutes downstairs.
She steps out of the room.
We need to speak to your father about this.
Or not, Janet.
Sienna opens the fridge and removes Janet's clothes.
There it is. Sobriety is such a delicate thing.
She takes a quarter cup measuring cup from a drawer.
This should work.
In the garage, Sienna takes the antifreeze from the shelf and pours it into the measuring cup.
Bottoms up and bon voyage, old lady.
She returns to the fridge and pours the antifreeze into the thermos. She washes the measuring cup at the sink and returns it to the drawer. Maya and Violet stand at her locker. Jake approaches with a bouquet. Kat cuts him off.
Jake, can we please talk about this?
I'm done talking to you.
Jake stops at Maya and smiles. Gets down on one knee.
Maya Wilson?
Yes?
Will you go to prom with me?
Yes.
Kat scowls as Maya takes the flowers and wraps her arms around Jake. Awesome. Kat swings her hair as she storms away. Maya smiles at Jake. At home, Janet steps into the kitchen from the deck. Sienna spies on Janet as she opens the fridge. Janet removes her thermos and takes a swig.
Sweet as sin. Good girl.
Later, Sienna pours herself a glass of water in the kitchen. Janet enters and takes her purse.
I'm going to pick up Luke and Maya from school.
Janet, you don't look so good. Are you feeling okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I just have a bit of a headache.
Oh, I have some aspirin in my room. I'll go get you some.
No. I have to go. I'll pick some up on the way home.
Okay. Oh, I'm picking up Maya after school now. I told her I'd take her shopping.
Fine.
Janet hunches as she walks away. Sienna watches as Janet pulls out of the driveway. Her car jerks to a stop, then continues ambling to the street.
This won't end well for one of us. It's not going to be me.
Janet slowly pulls onto the road. Luke gets in the back seat of Janet's car. She has trouble getting the key into the ignition. Her eyelids are heavy.
How was school? Are you okay?
Sienna sits in her SUV across the parking lot, spying on them.
Driving under the influence with a 10-year-old in the car? How irresponsible.
911, what's your emergency?
Sienna follows.
I'd like to report a drunk driver. There's a small boy in the car, too.
Can you tell me where you are?
Yeah. I'm on Midland and Old Post Road. Pennsylvania license plate, 1J2HP02. Please hurry. I'm really worried about the little boy in the back.
Okay, we're sending someone now.
Later, Janet weaves on the rope while Sienna continues following. A police car speeds past her and pulls Janet over.
Good riddance, Janet. I'm the lady of the house now.
Maya, carrying the bouquet, bounds towards Sienna parked at the school.
Guess what?
Jake asked you to prom?
Yes, you were right.
We need to celebrate.
I never thought I'd say this, but I almost feel sorry for Kat now.
Hey, she deserved what she got. We need to focus on you now. I'm going to take you prom dress shopping.
Really?
Your dad said you can get whatever you want.
Cool.
Sienna pulls away. Maya giddily opens the door to a dress shop. Sienna follows her in. Sienna finds a dress similar to Hannah's.
Tony will love this.
Oh, I like this one.
Good find.
Yeah, you should try it on.
You look about a size 2.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get you a fitting room.
Thanks.
Oh, can you get me a pair of shoes to try it on?
Sure.
Sienna frowns as Maya leaves. She admires a matching dress. In her imagination, she wears the dress while dancing at the prom with Tony.
This is beautiful. I love the color.
I picked it out just for you.
I'm never letting you go. I want you to be my wife, Sienna.
In reality, Sienna dances with the dress in front of a mirror. Maya walks towards her, wearing the same dress with a concerned look.
Yes. I said yes. Oh, I said yes.
Sienna?
Oh, that's perfect on you.
Are you sure?
Yes. Thanks.
Sienna puts the dress back on the rack. She answers her phone.
Hi, Tony.
Sienna, there's been an incident.
Are you okay?
I'm at the police department.
What?
It's Janet. She was drinking and driving with Luke in the car.
Drinking and driving? Is he okay?
Yes, he's pretty shaken up, but thank God he'll be all right.
And Janet?
She's in jail. They won't let me talk to her.
How drunk was she?
I know she was pretty sick.
And from what I can gather, there was some issue with a breathalyzer not working properly, so they had to run other tests.
They won't be back for a while.
I'm so sorry. Do you want me to come pick up Luke?
No, I promised them ice cream, so hopefully that'll cheer him up a bit.
Okay, well, I'll see you at home then.
Janet would never do that to Luke.
Honey, nobody's perfect. And wasn't she an alcoholic?
Yeah, but I mean, how do you know that?
Your dad told me.
Evening.
Did Maya get a dress?
In the
no,
kitchen.
No, she didn't.
Oh, one sec. Lauren, thank you for today. What? You're still at work? No. Please go home. You can do that tomorrow.
Luke enters.
Okay, but please go home soon. I'll see you in the morning. I swear that woman is always working.
Who's Lauren?
Oh, right. She is my office manager.
Oh, okay. Well, dinner's in the oven, and I have my real estate study group tonight. It's the first meetup. Are you guys okay if I step out for a bit?
Of course. Please.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
A blonde woman walks along a path to a parking lot. Sienna spies on her with her side view mirror. The blonde woman gets into a white SUV.
So you're Lauren.
Morning. Tony eats breakfast. Sienna enters the kitchen.
Good morning.
Morning. How was your study group?
It was good, but the PA real estate exam is no joke.
When is it?
It's June 1st, so I have 7 weeks before I can ace that test.
Yeah, of course you will. Spring is the perfect time to get in the market, too.
She pours a glass of water.
We'll be engaged by then.
Oh, hey, Sienna, I should tell you. I had to let Janet go last night. I felt pretty terrible about it. Told the kids last night. They're pretty upset.
I'm so sorry. She was so great. What a shame. And how will you ever find someone to replace her?
That's a good question. I haven't even thought that far ahead yet.
Well, hey, why don't I pick up the cooking and shopping, and I can look after Luke and, until you find someone else. And I can help with that, too, if you want.
You would do that?
Of course, after everything Hannah's done for me.
Luke and Maya enter.
You guys okay with that?
Sure.
Thanks, Sienna. Hey, things were so crazy last night, I almost forgot. How did dress shopping go?
Oh, it went great. And Jake asked Maya to prom. Just like I thought he would.
Tony answers his phone.
Lauren, hey,
I hope you got some rest last night. Yeah, I'm just leaving now.
Listen, Lauren, can you also get me the itinerary for the Dallas thing? It's the usual hotel, right? Great. Thanks so much. I'll see you at the office. Okay, guys, I gotta go to work. Can you take the kids to school?
Of course. Oh, what's in Dallas?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was going to ask you about that. My mind's been all over the place. I'm going to a medical devices conference in Dallas in a few weeks. I go every year. Would you be able to look after the kids for a few days?
Absolutely. Whatever you need.
Thank you. You're the best. All right, kids. I love you. Sorry about Janet. I'll see you tonight. Bye.
It's okay.
Maya eyes Sienna with suspicion.
Be good.
So, how long has Lauren worked for your dad?
I don't know. A couple years?
She's hot.
Luke!
Am I missing something here?
She's divorced, and she's a little too flirty with Dad, if you ask me.
She's nice.
Whatever. She's always like, Tony, and like flipping her hair around. Mom has only been gone for 7 months. It's gross.
Oh, well, why don't you two get ready for school and I'll take you.
In a pharmacy, Sienna reads a pill box.
Rapid heartbeat, chest pains, just what the doctor didn't order.
She gets into her SUV, opens the box, and reads the instructions.
Recommended dosage, one pill every 12 hours. Let's see what three will do.
She pops three pills into her mouth and washes them down with water. Later, she drives sweating and hyperventilating.
Call Tony.
Thank you so much. Okay. Sienna, hi.
Hi, Tony.
You don't sound so good.
My heart, something's wrong. It doesn't feel right.
Do you think you should go to the ER?
No. I hate hospitals.
Okay. Well, just come down to my office and I'll check you out here.
Okay. I'm on my way.
Sienna walks up to the front desk and slaps her hands on it. A blonde woman greets her.
Yep, okay.
Excuse me. I need to see Tony.
Oh, you must be Sienna. I'm Lauren. He's been expecting you. Just put your name here, and then you need a copy for insurance.
No, I need to see him right away. I'm having heart palpitations.
Okay, we'll just take you in the exam room. Just follow that corridor on the left.
Okay. Right there?
Yep.
Sienna watches Lauren closely as she walks away. Later, Sienna sits in the exam room with Tony holding a stethoscope to her chest.
You're tachycardic.
Tach what?
Your heartbeat. It's faster than it should be. Have you changed your exercise routine? Something you're stressed out about?
No, everything is pretty normal.
Taking any new medications?
Actually, I started taking a new allergy med. Since I moved to the East Coast, my sinuses have been going crazy.
Do you have the medication with you?
Actually, I do. What's this?
Yeah, how many of these did you take?
Two this morning and then one this afternoon. Is that bad?
Okay, you should really take one of these every 12 hours, especially these. They're extra strength.
Oh, I didn't realize.
No, it's not your fault. Allergy medicine has pseudoephedra, can speed up your heart rate.
So I'm not dying.
No, just lie down for a little bit. Drug will wear off, you'll be good to go.
Thank you.
Sienna swings out of the exam room and Lauren smiles.
Can you take care of this file? All good?
Yeah. Medical mystery solved. It was just an allergy med. Luckily, I have a cardiologist in the family.
Actually, I'm glad you two finally had a chance to meet. Lauren is my third arm. Couldn't live without her.
Well, just call me his work wife.
Excuse me a second.
The women stare each other down.
Hannah was his wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was just a joke. I didn't mean to.
She was my cousin.
Yeah, that's in my office. I'll have to call you back in a bit. So, I was thinking I wanted to have a barbecue at the house on Saturday. Are you busy, Lauren?
No, I'm in. Do you want to hire the same caterers as last time?
Oh, that's not necessary. I can cook.
Really?
You know you love my cooking.
Okay, great. I'll handle the grill.
So, will you be bringing a date, Lauren?
Lauren looks to Tony and struggles to respond.
It's kind of a sensitive subject.
It's fine. I just found out that the doctor I had been dating for the last 2 years is engaged to one of his nurses, Stephanie.
Dr. Byrne is also a cardiologist. Different office, same building.
Ouch.
And for the record, I think you made a huge mistake.
Who knows? Maybe I'll be swept off my feet by some handsome doctor in Dallas.
Hey, I am not losing you to the Lone Star State. You're too valuable.
I'm just teasing you.
So, Tony, you can give me a list for the barbecue and I'll email out invitations. Casual address, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. I'll see you at home. Dinner will be waiting. So nice to finally meet you, Lauren. Excuse me.
Sienna shoulders Lauren as she passes. Sienna gets into her SUV and pounds on her steering wheel.
Maybe I'll meet a handsome doctor who will sweep me off my feet in Dallas. The handsome doctor is mine.
In the dress shop, Sienna brings the two matching dresses to the till.
Hello, you're back.
My cousin decided to go with the dress.
She was a size 2, if I recall.
Yeah, but she said the size 2 might be a little tight on her, so I got a size 4 just in case. I'll get both of them.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Evening. Maya and Luke sit in the kitchen doing homework.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
He looks over Luke's shoulder and ruffles his hair. Sienna wipes the countertop.
I can't tell you how happy it makes me seeing them like this.
They're good kids.
We owe you, Sienna.
No, you don't. We're family. But I forgot to give this to Maya. Surprise! Open it.
She slides the dress bag across the counter.
It's the dress you liked.
Thank you so much.
It's gorgeous. It reminds me a little of your mom's.
I wanted to grab it up before someone else did.
I'm gonna go try it on.
You wanna go over the barbecue menu for this weekend?
Absolutely. Could I invite Jake?
Of course. I haven't seen her that happy in months. Months.
A sunny day. Tony and Luke at the barbecue.
Okay, you're the host, so I want you to introduce yourself to people you don't know. Ask them if they need a drink, and ask them if they want one of these burgers. Don't drop it.
Luke takes away a tray of burgers. Sienna approaches with watermelon.
Smells good.
You make a good team.
Well, you make it so easy. Here's some watermelon. Good job.
Jake arrives and hugs Maya.
Hey, Maya.
Hey.
Is this the guy?
Oh, yeah, that's Maya's prom date. Dad, this is Jake.
Nice to meet you, sir.
I'm Sienna, Maya's cousin. I'm a hugger. Come here.
Nice to meet you.
So you're the boy taking my little girl to prom.
Yes, sir.
Better take good care of her.
Well, you have a great daughter, sir.
You two kids need a ride to the prom with
Stop
your dad?
Stop it. You know dad.
Stop.
Yeah.
What? Prom is only 5 weeks away. You know, you gotta start thinking about these details.
Well, actually, I already rented a limo, so we should be fine.
A limo? I've never been in one before. Can I come?
No. So, guys, can you bring in a couple more dishes from the kitchen?
Sure.
Thank you.
Lauren arrives wearing a sexy red dress and clutching a bottle of wine.
Lauren, hi.
I brought you some wine.
Oh, thank you for this.
Oh, okay. How's it going? Sorry, I'm late. Oh. I went to a shishi event.
You clean up nice?
Oh, thank you. Got in Paris.
Oh. Do you want a drink? A burger with everything?
Yes to everything.
I love a girl that can eat. Luke, a burger with everything for Lauren, please.
Burger with everything?
Burger with everything.
Luke prepares the burger. Sienna stews alone in the shadows, sipping wine, watching Tony and Lauren flirt.
It's gonna be a good trip. Seriously.
Last time...
Sienna cringes as Lauren touches Tony's arm. Sienna storms inside and slams the bathroom door behind her. She stares into the mirror.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. I was at the shishi event.
Who wears a tight red dress to a barbecue?
She belongs in a brothel.
Amy, I've had a lot to drink.
Excuse me, I have to use the ladies.
Tony watches Lauren as she steps away. Sienna.
Pull yourself together. You are the host of this barbecue. You are the lady of this house. After our prom night...
Lauren listens at the door.
I'm gonna be Tony's wife, not you, Lauren.
Lauren, in shock, turns away.
I was just waiting for the bathroom. Great party.
Lauren closes the door behind her and presses her back into it.
The prom? His wife?
Sienna joins Tony at the barbecue.
Here, I'll do this.
Oh.
You've been at the grill forever.
All right. Those ones are medium rare.
Okay.
Don't let them overdo.
I won't.
Okay.
Sienna eavesdrops.
Hey, I think I'm gonna head out.
So early?
Yeah, I have a date with Joel tomorrow.
Joel.
Joel's gym.
Of course. So early is early?
6 a.m.
On a Sunday?
I know, but I get the whole place to myself that way.
Well, you're committed. It's obviously working. You're in great shape.
Thanks. I try.
So good to see you.
It was a lovely evening, and I'll have the trip itinerary finalized for you by Monday.
Can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait to go with you.
It's gonna be great.
Hey, Tony, can I call you tomorrow? I want to talk about something.
Yeah, everything okay?
Yeah, I just want to talk.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Bye, Lauren.
Bye.
See ya.
Morning. Sienna steps quietly out of her room, holding her phone. She searches for Joel's gym while she gets into her SUV.
Joel's gym, 25 Pine Ridge Drive.
Dawn at Joel's gym. Lauren pulls into the underground parking lot. Sienna peeks through the window of the staircase door. She watches as Lauren parks and ducks out of the way as she approaches. Lauren ascends the staircase. Sienna stops her at the top of the staircase.
Hello, Lauren.
Sienna, what are you doing here?
Teaching you a lesson.
What are you talking about?
Man stealing is not okay. Tony is mine.
Stay away from me.
Sienna grabs Lauren's shoulders and shoves her down the staircase. Sienna leers towards Lauren's motionless body, sprawled at the bottom of the staircase. Sienna steps cautiously down the stairs. She nudges Lauren's arm with her foot. Blood pools around Lauren's head.
Lauren!
Sienna crouches over Lauren.
If you were nicer, I would have made you a bridesmaid.
Sienna steps around Lauren and leaves. Later, Maya eats cereal in the kitchen. Sienna enters.
Sienna?
Oh, Maya, you scared me.
Where were you?
I was at the bakery. Would you like a croissant?
Sure.
Sienna takes a seat and plates a croissant. She puts two cups of coffee on the table. Tony enters.
Morning. How's everyone doing?
Great. You guys are up early.
Couldn't sleep last night. Shouldn't have had that last glass of wine.
No, you deserved it. It was a great party. Here, I got you coffee and fresh croissant.
Oh, sounds perfect. Thank you. Where's Luke?
He's still asleep.
He taps Maya.
You have fun last night, Maya? Jake seems nice.
Yeah, he is.
He smiles, steps away, and answers his phone.
Dr. Wilson.
Yes?
His face falls.
What? Oh my God. How?
He nods with tears in his eyes.
Okay. Thank you.
Tony rubs tears from his eyes.
Lauren. She's dead.
What?
She fell down the stairs at her gym.
This morning?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I'm gonna have to call her mom. Staff. Excuse me.
Maya hangs her head sorrowfully. She looks suspiciously at Sienna, who has a tear in her eye. Later, Tony opens his front door where four people dressed in black exit his house. Sienna watches them leave.
Call me if there's anything else you need.
Her poor mother. That was so nice of you to host this reception.
I just hope it helped make it easier on her.
I'm sure it did. You're a good man, Tony. Everything's gonna be all right.
Sienna hugs him, rolling her eyes in ecstasy. Maya peers at them from atop the staircase.
Thank you. You've been incredible.
Sienna sneers at Maya as she retreats.
I'm gonna go take Luke to get some ice cream. He's been through a lot.
Yeah, he'd like that.
Later, Sienna pulls out of Tony's driveway. Maya stands at a window watching her turn onto the road. Maya purses her lips. Maya sneaks into Sienna's room. She carefully looks around. She picks up a pair of Modern Prom magazines from the nightstand.
Prom magazines? What's that about?
Later, Maya shuffles through a drawer of jewelry. She then opens the desk drawer. Inside is a blank real estate agent application form.
Her real estate forms? She never filled them out.
Maya steps into the closet and opens a bag from the dress shop. It contains the replica of Maya's prom dress. She pulls it out and reads it size 4 and $879.
Why does she have this?
Maya stuffs the dress back into the box. She steps away from the closet. Luke enters the kitchen and sets two bowls on the counter. Maya joins him.
Hey.
Hey, do you want some ice cream?
No, thanks. How is your drive with Sienna?
Good. She said she's not leaving us.
What do you mean?
She said she'll stay with us as long as we want.
Luke, pick a hand.
She hands him a baseball bat and glove.
Surprise!
Thank you!
Maya, you want some ice cream?
No, I'm not really hungry, but thanks.
Sienna scowls as Maya steps away. She knocks on Tony's home office door.
Dad, do you have a minute?
Yeah, of course.
I need to talk to you about Sienna.
Okay.
I have a feeling that she might want more with you.
More?
Sienna eavesdrops.
You should have seen her face when she hugged you after Lauren's reception today. She got all, like, goo-goo-eyed.
What, you think she's interested in me?
Maybe. She told Luke she'll stay as long as we need.
And I'm forever grateful. She'll be here at least until she gets her real estate agent's license.
I don't think she has any intention of leaving this house. Do you know she hasn't even filled out her real estate forms?
And you know this how?
I saw them in her room and they were blank.
You went through her stuff?
Yes, but she also has a prom dress in her closet, which is the same one she bought me in a different size. That's weird.
I'm sure you're overreacting. There's probably a rational explanation for this. Sienna has been great for this family.
Sienna enters.
Come on in.
I accidentally overheard you guys. Maya, I bought a size 4 prom dress because I didn't know if the 2 would fit you, and I don't remember which size you tried on. I haven't gotten around to returning it yet. And I did fill my real estate forms out online, which was a lot easier.
Tony smirks at Maya.
Something you want to say to Sienna?
Sorry.
Maya, I know it's so hard not having your mom around. She was a beautiful person, and I miss her so much. And I didn't have the heart to tell Luke that I'll be moving out really soon, so I'll be out of your hair. Because I wanted to protect him and keep him safe. I care about you guys so much.
Sienna caresses Maya's hair.
That couldn't make me happier.
And Maya, I love you. Even if you don't feel the same way.
Sienna closes the door as she exits. She leans against a wall and looks upward.
So, what's the teachable moment here? Learned about snooping?
Dad, I just thought it was weird.
Just don't go through people's stuff.
It's finally almost here. The most magical night of our lives.
Later, Sienna joins Tony and Luke playing catch in their yard. Later, she brings a bowl of popcorn to a card game. In her room, Sienna takes a large disco ball from a box. Later, she plays Jenga with Luke under the disco ball light. The blocks fall on her. Later, she takes a size 4 dress from the bag and holds it over herself in front of her bedroom mirror.
Just 2 days until our prom night. And your proposal, Tony. I'll say yes.
She reads from the prom magazine.
Prom has finally arrived and you have your dream date. Yes, I do. It can be divine or a disastrous night, so make sure to complete your checklist. Okay.
She looks at her checklist.
Perfect dress. Check. Your pre-planned hairstyle. Amazing jewelry. Let's see.
She takes a jewelry bag and takes out a pearl necklace.
Check. And a boutonniere. Oh, I almost forgot a boutonniere. What else? What else? Oh, Luke. Ugh.
She sits at her desk and makes a phone call.
Hello, it's Sienna. Can you do me a huge favor? Since prom is such a busy night for Maya, would you mind taking Luke for a sleepover? Oh, on Saturday, yeah. Perfect, thank you so much. He'll be thrilled. Bye. It's gonna be a perfect prom night.
Family dinner on the patio with Jake.
Luke. Go brush your teeth, get ready for bed, okay, buddy?
Okay.
It was just my mother's recipe. She taught me everything I know about cooking.
I thought you weren't close to your mom.
Well, the kitchen was our only common ground.
Maya's eyes widen.
So, are you guys ready for tomorrow night?
I think so.
I'm gonna take a million pictures of you. I'm so excited to see you all dressed up.
Maya, I am so happy for you. Finishing your senior year on the honor roll, off to the college of your dreams. Your mother would be so proud.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, well, I think I'm gonna head out right now. Thank you so much, Mr. Wilson, for the excellent dinner.
You're welcome.
They all stand.
Thanks, Dad.
Maya leads Jake to the door and opens it.
Thanks for coming and humoring my dad.
Are you serious? No, he's great. Our whole family's great.
So are you.
He kisses her cheek.
See you later.
She smiles and returns inside. In the kitchen, Sienna and Tony wash dishes. Maya walks past them, beaming. Sienna polishes a wine glass. She watches Maya collect the plates from the patio table.
Maya seems much better.
They're so cute together. I'm so happy for her. And you! You totally outdid yourself with dinner. You know, when I let Janet go, I had no idea how we'd get by. But you've made it so easy.
Well, I enjoyed doing this for the family I never had.
Maya watches Sienna through the window. Later, Maya sits on her bed, staring at a photo of herself with her mom. She has a series of flashbacks of Sienna.
I said yes.
First, in the dress shop, talking to herself in the mirror. Then Sienna hugging Tony in ecstasy. Sienna in the kitchen with Tony and Luke.
Why don't I pick up the cooking and shopping and watch Luke whenever you need?
You would do that?
She said she's not leaving us. She said she'll stay with us as long as we want.
Returning to Maya, holding the photo. Maya picks up her phone. Janet drives in the dark.
Hello?
Janet, it's Maya.
Oh, Maya. Oh, I miss you so much, dear.
How is everything?
It's okay. I know that voice. Something wrong? I'm kind of worried about my dad. What is it?
Well, I just think that there's
something going on with Sienna, but I just can't put my finger on it. I never trusted that woman. Really? Why?
I was gonna call your dad tomorrow.
I got the toxicology test results back after my incident. There were no drugs or alcohol
in my system, Maya.
So what do you think happened?
This is gonna sound crazy, but I'm sure someone
put something in my drink that day to make me look drunk. Something that didn't show up in the tests. And you think it was Sienna?
She was the only person at home when I got sick.
How well does your family really know her? I mean, like, we didn't see her all that often growing up.
Maya,
you there?
Yeah.
Do you mind just holding off before you call my dad?
Of course.
I don't have any proof anyways. I would just love to have my job back. Yeah, and I want to help you. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay.
I'll let you know what I find out.
Maya sighs and puts her phone on her bed. Later, she goes to her dad's home office.
Dad.
Hi, Annie.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
What's Sienna's mom's name?
Dorothy.
What's her deal?
Well, I met her a few times. She's pretty reclusive. What is this about?
Oh, well, I was thinking that it might be nice to invite her to dinner sometime. Does she still live in Bucks County, or...?
I believe so. Pretty close to where your mom grew up. But you should probably talk to Sienna before you invite her.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'll ask her.
Better get some sleep tonight. Big day tomorrow.
I know, I can't wait.
You're gonna be the belle of the prom.
Okay, Dad, whatever.
No, it's true!
Good night.
Good night.
Maya lies down on her bed and opens her laptop. She searches for Dorothy Lawson and visits her social media page. She sends her a message.
I need to talk to you.
She sends the message and closes her laptop. Morning. Aerial view of a suburban neighborhood. Sienna awakens in bed. She opens her eyes and takes her phone from her nightstand.
I can't believe prom is finally here. Tonight you're gonna declare your love for me.
She scrolls through photos of Tony at the York Street Spa. An esthetician paints Sienna's nails.
Tonight's my prom night. It's also the night that Dr. Wonderful is gonna propose to me. I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
She rolls her eyes at Sienna. A barber finishes Sienna's hair. In the kitchen, Sienna opens a small box and takes out a white rose boutonniere.
will go beautifully with your tux, Tony.
In her imagination, Tony holds her and unzips the back of her dress. He wears a tux and lays her down on his bed. He lies on top of her. They kiss with passion. Return to reality.
Her fate will be sealed in just a few hours.
Sienna knocks on Maya's door, who stands at a mirror.
Come in. Wow. Jake is one lucky guy. See, it all worked out. You got your fairy tale ending.
Yeah, you were right all along.
Maya whirls her head at her incredulously.
Did you get your hair done?
Yeah, I thought it would be fun for prom night. I'll see you for the big reveal at the staircase.
Maya's face goes sour. Tony enters his front door. Sienna stands in the living room looking through a window.
Wow! You look good.
Thank you.
You going out tonight?
No, I just decided to mix things up with my hair. How was golf?
Like it always is. Frustrating. How's Maya?
Oh, she's great. She's upstairs getting ready.
I can't wait to see her. Okay, I'm gonna go wash up.
See you.
Sienna strolls through the kitchen, shaking a small tube of powder.
A little nap, so I can have some time to make things perfect for us.
She pours a flute of champagne, then empties half the powder into it and swirls it around. She takes it to Tony, who waits at the base of the stairs.
Maya's about to come down.
Want some champagne to celebrate?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
She watches him as he swigs the drink. Maya floats down the staircase in her dress.
Here she is. Maya, you're a vision. Your mom would be so proud.
Tony hugs Maya.
Thanks.
Look at you.
You like it?
You look gorgeous.
Oh, your date's here.
Tony opens the door.
Hey.
Come on in, young man.
Oh, wow. You look awesome.
Oh, wait. Picture time. Dad. I'm not missing this. Okay. Smile. There you go. Okay.
Are you done?
One more. No, hang on. Just one more. I don't know. Where's the pre-party?
It's at Jenny Hogan's.
Say hi to her parents for me.
I will.
Wait till you see our ride.
Jake opens the door for Maya.
I want to see a limo.
Come on, come see.
Luke bounds out the door and smiles at the black limo.
Cool.
Back by midnight.
12:30.
Fine.
The chauffeur steps out of the limo.
I just watched her take her first steps, and now she's off to prom in heels. Where does the time go?
They grow up so fast.
The limo pulls onto the street. An SUV pulls into the driveway.
Oh, hey, buddy, your friend's here. Don't forget your bag. Here. Thank you. Have a fun time. Bye. Bye.
Be good.
He's always good.
I know.
They watch him leave and return inside. Tony finishes his champagne.
Man, I don't feel so well.
Oh, well, here, take a nap. I'll fix you some dinner, and I'll wake you up when it's ready.
What will we do without you?
Tony loosens his tie and sinks into the sofa. Sienna walks away with the champagne flutes.
Now you never have to find out.
Evening. Sienna sets out a charcuterie board on the patio next to the pool. She brushes a tux on a hanger. She adjusts a sign reading, Prom Night, Tony and Sienna. She turns a bottle in a bucket of ice, then picks up Hannah's prom crown next to Tony's crown. She stands and spins the disco ball.
Everything is just perfect for you, my love.
Wearing the prom dress and heels, Sienna approaches Tony, who still sleeps. She puts a sleeping mask over his eyes, which rouses him.
Sienna, what's going on?
Shh. It's a surprise.
What?
Come with me. Come on. There.
What's happening?
Stand up.
She takes him by the hand and helps him to his feet.
Wait, what's going on? What are you doing?
Come here. Okay, I'm gonna open the door.
I didn't have that much to drink.
She leads him onto the patio.
You had a lot to drink. Okay, step.
Whoa.
Just step, big step. Okay.
Sienna, this is making me a little uncomfortable.
You're almost there. It's, you're gonna love this. Okay, sit. There you go.
She removes his mask.
Surprise.
His eyes dart in confusion. She spins for him, and he sees the sign.
What is all this?
It's our prom night, Tony. Okay.
She brings him the tux.
Here's your evening attire.
Is this a joke?
No, it's our prom night. It's the night that you and I are gonna fall in love, just like you and Hannah did.
His jaw drops.
Tony, I know you love me as much as I love you. I can see it in your eyes.
I'm sorry if I have given you the wrong idea.
We are perfect for each other. This is our prom night. This is our night.
No, stop.
Every word, every action has said it all. Since I moved in, don't fight this.
No, Sienna.
Don't fight this.
She tries to kiss him, and he pushes her away.
Sienna, you've been great, but there's nothing going on between us in that way.
Well, what about the things you said? I don't know what I'd do without you, and now you never have.
No, if I have led you on in any way...
You said we would make a great team.
We do. We did. But I was talking about taking care of the kids, the household stuff.
We have a connection. I see it. I see it in the way you look at me.
Look at you? How? No, Sienna...
You look at me,
please.
Look at me like you want to be with me. I have never loved a man more than I have loved you.
Sienna.
I know you feel the same way
please.
In your heart. I know you do. I know you
Sienna.
Feel the same way.
Sienna, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
He shoves her away.
Oh. You're the worst kind of tease. Do you have any idea what I've done for you and Luke and Maya? Your family was broken before I got here.
And I am very grateful.
No, I'm not talking about cooking and cleaning your house and picking your dry cleaning up and your kids from school. Haven't I showed you what a perfect wife I would be? Am I not good enough?
What?
Haven't I showed you?
I just lost Hannah. She was the love of my life.
No. This is not about Hannah, because if it's about Hannah, I'm not good enough. I am not as good as perfect Hannah.
No, I don't think that.
I took a huge risk for us to be together.
What are you talking about?
Forget it. Doesn't matter.
She turns away as she tears up.
What are you talking about, Sienna?
You think that this all just happened? That I became the lady of your house? You think that that all happened so easily? You think that things just fall into place?
Hannah? Did you kill Hannah?
She never appreciated you. She never loved you like I loved you. She didn't deserve you. She didn't appreciate you the way I appreciate you. She never loved you like I love you. No.
I'm
It's okay.
No.
We're gonna get you the help you need.
No. No, no, no. No.
Why?
Where are you going? No. You don't get to do that to me. No, you don't get to leave me. No!
Sienna picks up a full bottle. She strikes him over the head. The limo speeds along the street. Maya answers her phone.
Hello? Maya?
Yes?
This is Dorothy Lawson. I just got your message.
Sorry, I don't check my page very often.
What can I do for you?
I'm sorry to disturb you. I was hoping I could talk to you about Sienna, if you don't mind.
What's she done now?
I think she's got a thing for my dad. Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
She's had a crush on him forever. But she's in California, right?
No, she's living here with us now in our house. You didn't know that?
I had no clue.
Hannah would roll over in her grave.
Those two are about as close as a tabby and a pit bull.
Really?
Sienna didn't exactly play nice in the sandbox when it came to Hannah.
What do you mean?
She wanted to be Hannah. Hannah had the life Sienna always wanted.
The loving husband, family, and money, of course.
She's been jealous of her since they were kids.
What's she doing here in Philly anyway? She said she's a real estate agent.
She was a real estate agent's secretary.
Until her boss's wife found out they were sleeping together.
Really?
The wife
ended up in the hospital.
Did Sienna do something to her? Hard to say.
It was a hit and run. They never did prove who did it.
Listen.
I know she's my daughter, and you have to understand. I've tried my best to help her, but she's got a lot of issues.
And if Sienna wants Tony?
She'll do whatever she has to get him and keep him.
So what should I do?
Get her out of your house and be careful.
Okay, I have to go, but thank you for telling me all that.
She puts down her phone in shock.
Maya? Maya, what's going on?
Maya holds her head. The limo pulls up to the prom. Jake watches other guests arrive.
Please don't hate me.
Just tell me what's going on.
I think Sienna has a plan for my dad. I have to go home. Driver, take me back to my house, please. I'm so sorry, Jake, but I have to make sure my dad's okay.
I'm coming with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Beside the pool, Sienna binds Tony's hands and legs with tape.
Wakey, wakey. Wakey, wakey.
She runs a knife along his beard.
Prom can still be our special night, my love, but then I'll have to say goodbye.
The limo cruises along quiet streets.
Hey, it's gonna be okay.
Oh, we should get a picture together. Our last one as prom king and queen, immortalized forever. Can I get a picture with you?
His eyes open dazed. The limo pulls into the driveway.
This has been the best night of my life. But all good things must come to an end.
Maya races up her driveway and opens the front door.
Goodbye, my love.
Dad?
Sienna's head turns, startled.
Dad?
Sienna shoves Tony into the pool with both feet. He sinks. Sienna retrieves the knife and races inside. She sneaks into the kitchen.
Dad!
Tony pushes his feet off the pool floor and surfaces to breathe.
Dad! Dad!
Why aren't you at prom?
Where's my dad?
Oh, he's fine. He's just going for a little swim.
She reveals the knife and stabs towards them. Jake grabs Sienna's hand, wielding the knife. Tony struggles.
Get off of him!
Maya, run! Go find your dad!
Tony continues pushing off against the cool floor. Jake and Sienna battle over the knife. She pierces his stomach. Maya jumps into the pool wearing her dress. She grabs Tony and pulls him to the surface. Sienna pushes Jake to the floor and leaves him there injured. Maya drags Tony to the pool steps. Sienna cries poolside.
No.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. Your dad rejected me. I'm sorry.
Maya!
Jake stumbles onto the patio, clutching his belly.
Oh, God. I didn't mean to kill Hannah. I'm so sorry.
Maya's jaw drops.
I didn't mean to push her. I swear.
She holds her dad on the surface as they watch Sienna break down and fall to her hands and knees.
I just love you. I'm sorry.
Later, red and blue police lights flash in front of the Wilson home. Maya, wearing a blanket, stands beside Jake on a stretcher.
I'll see you at the hospital.
Tony looks on from the front steps. Sienna is led past him in handcuffs. She pauses.
We'll be together soon.
Maya watches her from the ambulance. Maya steps up to Sienna and watches as she's led away. Tony puts an arm around Maya. Sienna is put into the back seat of a police car.
How could I have been so wrong about her? Should have listened to you.
She had us all fooled.
Investigators step past them and into the house. Evening. Tony leads Maya onto the patio.
Okay.
This way.
Why?
Because I know, but just
Dad.
Just humor me for a second.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
fine.
All right.
Fine.
This.
Janet stands with Luke and Jake with friends around the pool.
Oh my gosh. No way.
Well, didn't get a prom, so we thought we'd bring the prom to you.
You're the best. All of you. And we got you a dress. Thank you, sweetie.
They hug, and Maya takes the dress.
You're the best for my daughter.
Thanks, Dad.
She hugs Tony.
Now this is the best night of my life.
She turns to Jake, then Luke starts the music and dances. Everyone joins in. Maya puts her hands on Jake's shoulders and they sway. Tony joins them. Fade to black. The end. The descriptive video for Killer Prom is a production by Serafino Sound Studio. Script and voiceover by Cameron Catalano. Killer Prom was a presentation by Pierre David and Tom Barry, starring Yvonne Zima, Mark Lutz, Erica Anderson, Kyle Meacher, Heather Mitchell, Brianna Barnes, and Laura Lee Holloway. Casting by Lisa Parrison and Ilona Smythe. Costume designer, Roxanne Boisvert. Production designer, Cody Johnson. Edited by Jordan Jensen. Music by Richard Bowers. Director of photography, Bill St. John. Associate producers, E. Andrew Peix and Cynthia Burke. Production executive, Roxanne Boisvert. Written by Andrea Canning. produced by Steve Boisvert and Neil Bregman. Executive producer, Pierre David. Executive producers, Tom Berry and Sebastian Batreau. Directed by Alexandre Carrier.